This episode is sponsored in part by Catchpoint. Look, 80% of performance and availability issues don't occur within your application code in your data center itself. It occurs well outside those boundaries, so it's difficult to understand what's actually happening. What Catchpoint does is makes it easier for enterprises to detect, identify, and of course, validate how reachable their application is, and of course, how happy their users are. Helps you get visibility into reachability, availability, performance, reliability, and of course, absorbency, because we'll throw that one in too. And it's used by a bunch of interesting companies you may have heard of, like, you know, Google, Verizon, Oracle, but don't hold that against them, and many more. To learn more, visit www.catchpoint.com and tell them Corey sent you. Wait for the wince.
Hi, everyone. Hello, all you cool cats and kittens. As you know, this is the last week in AWS podcast, and the name of this newsletter is Don't Interrupt Me, Last Week in AWS, or as I was saying. This is a podcast that is dedicated to the news in AWS for the past week. I am your guest host today, Brianna McCullough, and I will be reviewing the news. I am super excited to be taking over as guest author this week. You have probably seen me floating around Twitter for anything from good or bad reasons, or maybe somewhere else for all I know, but I'm super excited to be taking over. And if I had to describe myself, which I get the opportunity to do from time to time and I enjoy doing, I would say that I am an authoritative force conquering dynamic duality as an infrastructure program manager at Google and a founder of my own lifestyle empowerment brand, because what would I be as a millennial if I didn't have my own brand? And that is Brie Limitless. In my spare time, especially pre-COVID, because we can't do anything right now, I love to go to dinner and host my friends over. I do a lot of presentations, teaching, speaking, and all of it is very specific to cloud and computing observability and automation. I also love wine, and on any given day, I love Chardonnay, and that did rhyme. So play that back if you didn't get the rhyming part. My daily mission is simple. I seek to diversify the engineering industry. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and currently living in California. So I'm a very Midwest girl trying to adapt to this very California life. And I have resiliently shared my voice and vision for inclusivity across STEM fields, serving youth and millennials with mentorship and encouragement to live life without limits. And I think that's where my Brie Limitless brand comes in. I really enjoy traveling and being able to mentor and be mentored by others and just encouraging people to live life without limits and not allow people to box you in. If you want to find me, follow me on Twitter at Brie Limitless. I get really mouthy there. I am full of personality, as you probably can tell. So feel free to follow me there if you're looking for some entertainment, a little bit about tech and infrastructure. Also, please subscribe to my website at BrieLimitless.com. Okay, now let's hop into the reason why I'm here, right? The newsletter for the week. So first, we are going to get into Elasticsearch, right? So we were asked to provide some of the things that we found interesting for the community. Now, I am an open source girl. I love open source technology. I used a lot of it as an engineer at my last job. And by far, my favorite tool has been Elasticsearch. Don't worry, I'm going to talk about this more in the tool section. But I found a really cool blog about Elasticsearch deployment. It is listed in the newsletter. It is about tools, software, and IDEs. It's basically showing you how Elasticsearch can be used for a variety of use cases. The ARM-based M6G instances provide better throughput and lower latency values up to 25% compared to the M5. So the M6 is a lot better than the M5. A lot of you who use this tool will probably know what I'm talking about, but if you don't, I have to say that it's really something deeply to take a look into if you want to improve your open source text search and analytics engine. So yeah, that is from the community. That's a really cool blog. If you take a look at it, you like it, please mention me on Twitter. Tell me what you think. I'm always looking for user feedback. If you've been looking to work on infrastructure for a while, you sure have opinions on how our industry can improve. We have a job to solve this. We have a security and infrastructure engineering posting that you can take a look at. So please apply. These are great jobs. We have two of them and they're both pretty cool. And for tools, right? So we're going back to tools, like I said, from the community section. I do a lot of observability and monitoring work, you all. I just gave a presentation that I thought was like the biggest of my life for O'Reilly. And I talked about the difference between observability and monitoring work. And so I used Elasticsearch in my presentation. And so that's one of the tools that I really want to highlight during this newsletter. Elasticsearch service has always been one of my favorite tools because it integrates across multiple stacks. You can build and easily monitor and troubleshoot your applications using the tools we use every day, especially APIs managed by Kibana, integration with Logstash and other AWS services that are built in for alerting and SQL querying. We all love a good SQL query. So if you are looking for new ways to integrate, especially when it comes to your monitoring stacks, please look into Elasticsearch. I found that has been the most helpful in my career. So it's really cool.
This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends over at Chaos Search, which is a fully managed log analytics platform that leverages your S3 buckets as a data store with no further data movement required. If you're looking to either process multiple terabytes into petabyte scale of data a day or a few hundred gigabytes, this is still economical and worth looking into. You don't have to manage Elasticsearch yourself. If your ELK stack is falling over, take a look at using Chaos Search for log analytics. Now, if you do a direct cost comparison, you're going to save 70 to 80% on the infrastructure costs, which does not include the actual expense of paying infrastructure people to mess around with running Elasticsearch themselves. You can take it from me, or you can take it from many of their happy customers, but visit chaossearch.io today to learn more.
Now, let's get into why I am here. I am here to do some hot takes on what's going on in AWS this week. Let's take a look at some of the articles that I chose. Amazon Connect now supports one-click drill downs for real-time metrics. Now, has anyone ever heard that not all data is good data? It's kind of compared to if everything is a P0, nothing is a P0, right? So I believe that I think AWS heard this and decided, hey, we're not going to change the way that we do data or pull data. We're just going to make how we retrieve it a lot faster. So happy one clicking on that one. They want you to click once in order to get as much data as you need. And then we get into addressing environmental challenges with the AWS cloud. So if you're interested in how they're using cloud to address the change in water, get it? The cloud, how the cloud can change environmental challenges, but it's the cloud and water because water comes from clouds. Get it? Okay, maybe you don't. But if you do, then hopefully you had a nice chuckle. But you still might want to read this one. Who knew that clouds could help address environmental changes? So read that one. It's a good one. Again, how the public sector security teams can use serverless technology to improve outcomes. Now, this one, when I initially saw the headline, I thought to myself, how can you use the word public and security in the same sentence without hearing the word a possible breach in your ear? So I'm thinking about an angel, you know, a little angel and a devil sitting on your shoulder. And you're like, oh, which one is good? Which one is bad? And there's the little devil sitting on your shoulder saying like, this is a possible breach situation. How public sector security teams can use serverless technologies, public sector. Okay, but it looks like they figured it out. So we'll move on from that. Providing business continuity for the future of work. I could have saved myself about 10 minutes of reading this if they would have just changed the title to how AWS plans to go hybrid. A lot of companies are planning to go hybrid, right? So everyone is offering solutions at this point of how employees can work from home and they can be distributed throughout the United States or where so have you. So instead, I wasted about 10 minutes in which I don't think I'm going to be able to get back reading this whole article about how AWS is going hybrid. Again, we have another one supporting a safe return to campus with cloud-based mobile applications. So when I saw this, I initially thought, if we hadn't come up with enough ways to be tracked, AWS is seemingly coming up with just one more. Welcome to the We Plan to Use This for COVID Tracking. However, we will be simultaneously tracking every move you make all day as well. Because how can they track us and who we come into contact with without tracking us all day, right? So I thought that was pretty funny. So if you are interested in returning to campus safe, then you are planning to be tracked all day. Well, you look at that. How to automatically archive expected access analyzer findings. So how to properly archive things to me, especially when it comes to my emails, just delete them. But Amazon has another way to help you do that. So if you're interested in that title, please take a look at that article. Online Tech Talk, October 21st, using Amazon's S3 with AWS Outpost. To my earlier point, if you want to figure out a way to retrieve even more data, then you probably should attend this talk. That is if you care about needing data residency requirements to process the stored data on premises or access to data for local processing, whatever this means, right? So this to me is a mouthful. I'm sure it's a mouthful to all you listeners, but if you love AWS, it's a good talk to attend. It might clear up some of the confusion that we all have. Three ways to go from database administrator to database innovator. Now, we all know that innovation is such jargon. Like, what is going from database administrator to database innovator even mean? This headline is mixed jargon, not a lot of substance to the article, but I guess I'm guilty because I read it anyway. From admin to innovator, are admins not innovators too? This is something to think about. Program that builds U.S. cloud skills and job readiness on the East and West Coast. That's a cocky headline, right? Because we're assuming that the East and West Coast does not have cloud skills, and that is not true. This headline almost assumes that the East or West Coast does not have cloud skills. But wait until the people that live there hear about this. Is AWS going to take credit for everything? I think I have some cloud friends over on the East and West Coast. So we'll keep checking on that. I want to see how quickly they can build skills that are already there. And for my last cut, now available are five new free AWS cloud machine learning and security training webinars. So now this is news that we all can use. I love when companies roll out new trainings, new webinars, giving other people the understanding and the opportunity to consume their information. I think Corey might actually like it if we all took advantage of these opportunities. It'll give him far more of a reason to add just a little extra snark to the newsletters once he gets back from maternity leave. I'm going to take it upon myself, actually, to sign up his whole crew, okay? I'm going to come back and sign up Corey's whole crew for these AWS webinars. In all honesty, though, this is great, and I'm enjoying seeing more corporate companies offering these kind of benefits outside of traditional education. So this is cool. If you know anybody that can use these things, I think it's a great opportunity. And again, thank you so much for having me. It was super fun today taking over for Corey while he is on maternity leave. Again, you can find me across all social media at Bree Limitless. Subscribe to my website. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review over at lastweekinaws.com/review. Whereas if you've hated this podcast, please leave a 5-star review over at lastweekinaws.com /review. We are super excited to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us for this version of the newsletter. Don't interrupt me. Last week, and as I was saying, with Brianna. Goodbye.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.